Go to the Word this morning. Brand new series. First time I've ever given attention to studying this particular subject and bringing it out in a message solely on this subject. So it's good for me. And when I do study for messages, generally I study to get blessed of the Lord. That's the way I do it. So they come out personal. They're practical. You can certainly find books that's going to go into a lot more detail than I'm going to go into on this subject, and I'm not going to do all that. What can I learn practically? How can I communicate that to you guys, how that we can live for Jesus Christ now? Okay, so that's sort of the purpose here. And we'll just see where it goes. I am probably going to primarily stay in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Might do a little different today. I've got lots of scriptures from all over. But I'd like to sort of park it in Matthew 5, 6, and 7 over the next few weeks. Not going to go verse by verse, but I'd like to talk about the kingdom. I'd like to talk about it from sort of Jesus' perspective and also just from a practical life today idea. So let's go with the message series right now called Kingdom Come. Would you say that with me? Kingdom Come or Kingdom Now. Kingdom Come or Kingdom Now. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I kept going. I need to stop. Amen. So, is the kingdom to come or is the kingdom now? And I'm here today to tell you, from my perspective, from my view, and the way I'm going to live life, is the kingdom's right now. I'm doing some kingdom living right now. He's my king right now. So we're going to talk about that over the next few weeks. Let's just go ahead and unwrap and let's see where we're headed today. There's a path, and Roger chose that path. A lot of times we talk about graphics, but a lot of times he studies with me after I get done studying. We go over the message, and that gives him ideas. And these messages, all the graphic work is done on Saturday. So I don't see it any quicker than you do. I see it today for the first time. Got my notes and everything up there, but he puts it together for us. And so when he was putting this message together, he saw a path. Today's message, the main theme is the main what? The main theme is the main thing. And we're going to talk about a little bit later in this message, true righteousness is coming up, and that's why he chose that path. The path of righteousness. Amen? So let's go with the message now. Here we go. We're rolling. Rods, come on, brother. Where are you at? Matthew chapter 6, again, after this manner, pray this way. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus speaking. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Is the kingdom to come later or is the kingdom now? In the four Gospels, Jesus' principal message, say this with me, was the what? And help me that just a little bit loud if you don't mind. In the four Gospels, Jesus' principal message was the what? I want you to know that. What did Jesus talk about the most? What was his sort of the main thing that he kept talking about? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And I think when you read now more in your scriptures, you're going to see, wow, look at that. There it is again. There are more than 50 sayings or parables that Jesus gave concerning the what? By the way, more than 50 is a lot. Okay? So there's a lot of information here on the kingdom. So is it kingdom come or kingdom now? For there to be a kingdom, there has to be a what? And that's really the bottom line of my kingdom now. He's king now. For there to be a kingdom, there needs to be a what? A king. Is Jesus king? Sure he is. Let's talk about it. Keep looking. There is a king. His name is who? King Jesus. I think it's a good thing to call Jesus King Jesus. I think it's a good thing when you pray and when you communicate to yourself sometimes. I think it's good to say, He's my King. He's my King. It gives you perspective. Now, He's my Lord. Lord's nice. I like the word Lord. It does mean ruler and authority. But I don't know. There's something about Lord and there's a little difference with King. Amen? Lord, you might, well, maybe so. Maybe I'll do what you say. King is like, I better do it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Lord, you know, King, you're on your face. Did you hear me? King. He is King Jesus. Let's look at some scriptures. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a what? And he was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wait a minute. Wherefore God has done what? Has highly exalted him and given him a what? A name which is above every name. That at the name of who? Jesus. Every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things where? In earth, of things where? Under the earth. And that every tongue should confess what? That Jesus Christ is what? Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Building the case. Is Jesus King? This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth the long-suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Say this verse with me. Now unto the eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. See, now unto the King, is that what it says? Absolutely. He's King Jesus. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate, he witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show who is, say it with me, the blessed and only potentate, big old word, the what? King of kings and what? Lord of lords. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in light, which no man can approach unto, who no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. His name is King Jesus. Say that with me. His name is... He's King Jesus. He's King Jesus. Now we're going to talk about the kingdom. And we're going to talk about kingdom living. And so often, we don't live this kingdom life like we ought to live because he's not our king. We don't see him as our king. And we're not living for the king. When he's king, he has absolute authority in my life. Do you understand that or not? Do you know the difference between a king and a president? Is President Obama king of the United States? Yes or no? No! Did you hear me? Yes or no? No! That's why I say, praise God we live in America every Sunday. America isn't built on one man. Thank God. Amen. Say. Or one woman, or Congress, or this, or that. Listen, we are Americans because we're blessed of God and because we're free. We have free elections. You can vote them in and vote them out. All right? You ain't voting out Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You ain't voting out Jesus. You can come up with another religion. You can get as spooky and warm and fuzzy feeling as you want. You can go and hum, do whatever you want. You ain't voting out Jesus. You're not getting any other way to heaven other than his son. What's his name? Jesus. See, he's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. Yeah, but I'm thinking they're really good people. And I thought it was a good idea. And he's like, I don't care what you think. Ain't happening. He's king. Did you hear me? King Jesus. He is king of the kingdom. And if I am his, and I'm in his kingdom, then he's my king. That's what we're talking about today. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Talking about Jesus here. His eyes, say it with me, were as a what? He's king, all right. Look into those eyes. His eyes are as a flame of fire. And on his head were how many crowns? Many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in what? Blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses clothed in fine linen. White and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Say verse 16 with me. And on his vesture and on his thigh, a name written, say it with me, King of kings, Lord of, one more time, King of kings and
Lord of lords. Are you getting it?
Now, I thought the kingdom was like a long way off. Not if he's your king. He's king right now. He's king of kings right now. Lord of lords. He's been highly exalted. Are you going to live for the king? Kingdom. Let's talk about it. Kingdom. So, he's king of kings. He's Lord of lords. Let's talk about this idea of kingdom. What is kingdom? When you see it in the scriptures, kingdom. Kingdom refers more to the right. Say right. Right. Or force of rule than just a territory that's governed. A lot of times we think of the kingdom. Well, the kingdom of this and the kingdom of this and this area and this territory. The idea of kingdom really refers more to the right that Jesus has to run your life. Did you hear me or not? He has every right as God, as your Savior, for you to bow your knee before Him. Did you hear me? That's His right. He's God. Did you catch that or not? All right, this isn't just something coming one day, a kingdom coming. There's a lot of facets of the kingdom. There's no doubt about that. But the bottom line is, He has every right. It is His right to rule my life. It is the right thing, and He has every right to do so. Did you hear me? Every bit of my life. All of it. The way I think, the way I live, the way I act, the way I give, whatever I do. If He's my king, I ought to obey Him. Did you hear me or not? Right? Say, that makes common sense to me. He's a king. Try that with any other king. Well, I ain't going to do what you say. Roop, off with your head. And because He's absent. See, because He's seated at the right hand of God the Father where He ever lives to make intercession for you and me. Because He's absent, we live like we want to live. And we do what we want to do. Because He's an absent king. He's not really absent. We know He's in our heart. We have His Word. We know He's given us His Spirit. Is that correct? But He is, King Jesus is right now seated at the right hand of God the Father. That's where He's at. So He's an absent king. In a way, but He's not. He's here. I understand that. Here's my point. If you were in the kingdom, a territory on this earth that had a king, especially, let's go back, warp back into this time period. Okay? You were under Nero or something during the Roman era. And you're one of the territories that's under Rome. And you were a subject to that king. Even though the king was not right there in your territory, he had conquered that territory. He ruled that territory. If you, in defiance to him, would not do what he said do, do you think he'd take too kindly to it? Yes or no? No. He wasn't there. I didn't hear it straight from the mouth of the king. Well, his soldiers told you, and off with your head. Did you hear me? I just want you to feel a little something that Jesus, I'm in his kingdom now, and he has every right to rule my life and to sit on the throne of my heart. Why not give him that right? Did you hear me? Think that way. I think you'll be better off for it. Kingdom. So it refers more to the right or force of rule. Keep looking. What else? The earth. Well, let's read Psalm 24, that in light. The earth is the Lord's. I'll just read it. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. See, everything down here is His. Flat out. For he hath founded it upon the seas. He established it upon the floods. You didn't have a thing to do with it. We try to rewrite history and say it happened to the Big Bang or something, even though he did it all. See, because he's not king to so many. He's a liar to a lot of people. Bible's not true. It's a lie. That's what they say. Do you say that? Is he your king? He's my king. I believe in him. I believe he found it just like he said. I think you should too. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? We act like we can sometime by the way we treat Him. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, that's who'll do it. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the who? King of glory shall come in. Well, who's the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Just want you to see that He's the King. He has every right to be the King of my life. And it'd be the right choice for me to acknowledge that. Now, the kingdom of God is also, say this with me, it's also a personal, say it with me, moral concept. So the kingdom of God is a right or force of rule, more than territory. But the kingdom of God is also a personal moral concept. What do we mean by that? What I mean by that is, it's your personal moral responsibility to accept Jesus Christ as the King of kings and Lord of lords in your life. That's on you. That ain't on me. Now, it's on me for me to do it personally in my life. It's on you personally to morally, personally in your life, to receive Him as your Lord and your Savior, as King of kings and Lord of lords, as my own what? My own what? King. He's my own what? King. He's my King. I tell you what, guys, I'm going to tell you, I've been studying this week, and it's amazing when I started thinking of Him as King. Think of Him more as King. As I think of Him more as King. As I think of Him more as King. I think sometimes we think, well, one day when we die, we'll go to where? Heaven. You see, in heaven, there in heaven, Jesus is King. I don't think you think about going to heaven and you running the joint, do you? Say. But down here, we just sometimes we forget that He's King right now. But that's your responsibility to do that. As I've even been studying this week, I'm just like a little test tube thing this week before you, all right? As the more I think about Him as King this week, it's changing just my life, even this week, the way I think of Him as King. You understand that or not? Just as Him being my King and pleasing the King and living for the King and calling Him the King, I just think it's very healthy. It's good. It's a good thing to do. That's what I've been doing this week. But it's our responsibility to confess Him as King. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth the who? What does it say right there? The what? The Lord. Absolute authority. King. Call it what you want. Except who? The Lord Jesus Christ. And shall believe in your heart that God raised who? Yeah, the King from the dead. Thou shalt be what? For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on Him is not a what? Not ashamed. He's my King. I mean, it sounds a little goofy. You think probably pastor's gone goofy. He's calling Jesus King now. Well, He is King. Amen? Say. Are y'all with me if I lost you? Okay. He's King. I'm not ashamed to call Him King Jesus. You're getting kooky, Pastor. Call Him King Jesus now. Well, He is King. Amen. Say, King of kings and Lord of lords. But of my life. He's King of my life. That makes me feel good. He's King of my life. I want to do what the King says. Amen. Come on. So I'm not ashamed of that. You shouldn't be. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek for the same Lord over all is what? Rich to those that do what? Call on Him. Won't you call on Him? King Jesus. How better would your prayer life be if when you prayed about the struggles you're going through, you cognizantly were aware of that you're praying to the King of kings and Lord of lords? Say, about the issue in your life. Do you think you might have a little better attitude? Do you think you might... the struggle you're facing, you think it might be able to be more accomplished in your mind if you thought that way. I'm praying to the King of kings and Lord of lords. I'm not just praying to anybody. Do you hear me? Yes or no? And wait a minute. Are you telling me, yes, I'm fixing to tell you this, the King of kings and Lord of lords is on the right hand of God the Father, and as you pray, He's making intercession for you. He's not only my lawyer on the right hand of God, but He's the King of kings. Not just anybody say, it's Him. Say, King of kings and Lord of lords is taking my request before God Almighty. Pretty powerful, isn't it? But I don't want to call him king or nothing, you know, because, you know. Nah, the tables have flipped in my life. I want to call him king. Amen? He's worthy to be called king. He has every right to be called king. I'm making a moral conscious decision in my life to put my faith in Jesus Christ, to reject every other way that men says will get you to heaven. Reject every one of them and say, I choose the way of the king. God's son. That's what I choose. Y'all lost? Good. I'm glad you're here with me then. Good! So Jesus Christ, say it with me. He is what? He's my king. Say it with me. He's my king what? Now, he is my king what? Say those last three with me one more time. Say it loud. Number one, here we go. Come on. He is. Come on. That feels pretty powerful. I'm glad he's my king, aren't you? I tell you what, this really puts in perspective no matter what you go through in your life. Is the Lord the same yesterday, today, forever? Is that what the Bible says? Aren't you glad? He doesn't change. He's king, my king. He's my king now. He's my king forever. No matter what the circumstances facing my life, that does not alter who he is. Amen? And my relationship to him and the way I'm going to give my allegiance to him. It also helps you when you read the Bible. You don't second guess it. Well, I don't know about it. Well, I mean, that's too hard. I can't do that. What the king was standing right over you, you'd go, yes, sir, I'll do it right away, sir, amen, sir. Why not make him your king? Why not morally receive that? Why not in your mind think that way? To put a lot of stuff to rest in your life. You hear me or not? I think it's a great idea. The kingdom of God, so we've talked about the kingdom of God a little bit. The kingdom of God is what? It is futuristic. It's eternal. I ain't sure I got this right, but the day I got saved, December 18, 1977, my mama said, we're going to church. She was a drunk 3 weeks later. Man, we went that next day. 3 weeks later, she was born again. I was born again. And for me, how I look at it, you can look at it whichever way you do, but for me, that's when my everlasting life began. My eternal life began that day. Woo! Well, what happened that day is he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords of my life, but I didn't realize it. I received him as my Lord and my Savior, but I didn't realize what all that meant. But it meant that he would forever be my king. Did you hear me? And it meant, too, to me that the kingdom, though it's futuristic, it's eternal. And I began that eternal, everlasting life that day. Now, I don't know how you view it. That's how I view it. And I don't think you're going to make me change my view. So I'm living right now in eternal life. Will I die one day? Absolutely. Because in this flesh, there dwells no good thing. In this flesh, I've sinned in my life, you've sinned. Because of sin, we're going to die. Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely. But the bottom line is, I won't die the second death, the Bible says in Revelation, because I put my faith in Jesus Christ. I will not go to hell. Say that with me if you believe it. I will not go to hell. One more time. I will not go to hell. Doesn't matter if you tell me to go to hell or not. I ain't. I've had people tell me to go to hell. Nope, can't. Sorry. Sorry. Tried. Can't. Wouldn't that be funny? Somebody get mad at you and say, go to hell. You go. Can't. Sorry. You talk about defuse an argument in a heartbeat, they'll break out into laughing. Anyway, so I'm in the kingdom. I'm walking in the kingdom right now. Are you feeling what I'm trying to get across to you today? The kingdom is now. So, it is futuristic. There's no doubt about it. All kinds of things in the Scriptures. You know, Jesus, you know, in Matthew 24 and 25, the book of Revelation, all kinds of stuff about the kingdom. There's no doubt about it. But the kingdom of God is also what? It's present. It's now. Okay? Keep looking. After this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. But wait a minute. Thy will be done in what? As it is in heaven. Last time I checked, I live on earth. So that's an awesome prayer. It's a pattern to pray. You don't have to pray just like that, but it's incredible. But the point is that I live on earth and I want His kingdom to come now. on earth as it is in heaven. I'm not waiting for it. I'm His subject today. Is He king today? Yes. Am I His subject now? I am. Then why don't I start living like it? That's what I'm talking about. Kingdom come or kingdom now? Let's keep looking. So the main theme, we haven't got to the message yet. Boy, it ain't that far. I know y'all about to have fall over. Oh my gosh. The main theme is the main thing. Let's get this down. What is the main theme of the message of Jesus about the kingdom? What is the main thing of the kingdom of God? What is the very biggest thing I can know about the kingdom? Number one. Here it is. Say it with me. True. Come on. True. One more time. True. If you want to know, you can cut it any way you want to. Oh, the kingdom this and the kingdom that and the kingdom over here and the kingdom and this is going to happen. That's going to happen. You know the number one thing Jesus is concerned about the kingdom? True righteousness. You might say, why did I say that? Let's look. Matthew 5, 6, 7, he talks about it all through the Gospels, but Matthew 5, 6, and 7, but here's a verse that jumps out at you. For I say unto you, that except your what? Shall exceed the what? Of the scribes and Pharisees. Say it with me. You shall in no case enter into the kingdom of that's pretty big. Now the Pharisees and the scribes, they were the best. I'm going to tell you something right now. Many of those jokers, they had memorized not only the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, they had memorized the whole Old Testament. That's how much they knew. And we can't hardly quote Scripture sometimes. I mean, these guys, they had it down. Did you know over there, the Orthodox Jews, they take every dish out on Friday afternoon and wash every one of them. I've been up there many times. They lay them all out in the street. Every single week, they wash and purify everything. Today, you go over there to Israel today, and the Orthodox Jewish people, they won't even push an elevator button on after Friday 5 o'clock. You just get on. If it's a 20-story building, it stops at every floor. You talk about aggravating. That's the way it is. I mean, you talk about really serious, strict Orthodox. These people during the day of Jesus that he's talking about, they were the best. And Jesus says, your righteousness better be better than the best if you're going to enter the kingdom. That's pretty heavy, ain't it? Say, oh my gosh, I'm sunk then, ain't you? Say, hey, what's the point? Doesn't matter what your best is. You need better than that. True righteousness. Your own good works on any good day ain't good enough to get you to heaven. Ain't good enough to get you saved. Are y'all hearing me today? You cool? Keep looking. Look at verses like this now. But seek ye first, familiar scripture, the kingdom of and His what? And all these things will be added unto you. Let's keep looking. True righteousness. But unto the Son, He says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of what? Is the scepter of thy what? Kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated what? Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain. They shall all wax old as does a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall never fail. Talking about true righteousness, any artificial or external righteousness based on anything such as the what? Or so-called, is not. Can we say that again? Come on, this is very important to our thinking. Remember, your righteousness, my righteousness, has to be better than the best. Okay? How am I going to do that? Any artificial or external righteousness
based on anything such as the what? Or so-called is not. Aren't we fooled? Hadn't many of us believed a lie? We thought if I go to church, if I keep the law, if I'm good, my good works outweigh my bad works, I'll go to heaven. How many were ever taught that or believed that? If my good works outweigh my bad works, I'll go to heaven. That's not true righteousness. That's not true righteousness. The message of the kingdom is true righteousness. What is true righteousness, Pastor? I want it. I need it. If I can't, you know, I need it. Well, here's what true righteousness is. True righteousness is based solely on the merit and finished work of Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son. Say it with me. Who is the what? King of kings and Lord of lords. You understand? Can we praise Him for that? Come on, we ought to make some noise right there. Come on. Period. This kingdom stuff is really important. It puts in perspective some serious stuff in our life. What about the law? What about religion? What about my good works? Listen, really, it's about the King. It's about the King. That's who He is. He is the King of glory. He's the King strong and mighty. He's the King that defeated death, hell, and the grave. Amen? You can memorize all you want to memorize. Hey, I'm all for memorizing Scripture. I love to do it. But the bottom line is, that's not going to get you to heaven. That's not going to get you in His kingdom. Yes or no? I hope you're learning. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another even. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, did what? Appeared. Woo, thank you, Lord. I love this verse. Say it with me. Not by works of righteousness, which we have, but according to His, He saved us by the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's all about the King. Why wouldn't you live for Him? Why wouldn't you call Him King Jesus? Amen? Say. Hope I'm not boring you to tears up here. Which He shed on us abundantly through who? Our Savior. That being justified by His grace, we should be made what? According to the hope of eternal life. He's my King. True righteousness. The kingdom is really, if you want to boil it down, the most important thing, the main thing about the kingdom is true righteousness. True righteousness. And as I was studying this week, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, I'm reading things like, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or what you shall put on. We worry about stuff like that. And if you're in His kingdom and He's your King, you don't need to worry about that because the King's going to take care of you. You understand? That's not kingdom thinking. It's not how we should think. So all that Jesus was talking about, a lot of it had to go back to the kingdom and that He's the King. Jesus Christ, can you say it with me, is my what? He's my King. I've been declared righteous by King Jesus. We're rolling, Raj. I am King Jesus' subject, servant, and citizen, now and forevermore. Can you say that with me? That's a good statement to make at the Lord's house. Say it with me. I am King Jesus, subject, servant, and citizen, now and forever. I love that. I've been made righteous. I now have the incredible ability to live for my King. That's the freeing thing. Isn't that awesome? Say, I now have the incredible ability to live for my King because I have true righteousness. I have better than the best. I have Jesus. Amen? Did you hear that? The only answer. The King has put, I love this line right here, the King, because He is my King and because I have true righteousness in Christ, watch this, the King has put His what? In me. Well, that's good for an old hellraiser like me. Amen. Woo. The King has put His character in me. Therefore, if any man be in who? He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. Kingdom living is about the King living in me. Say that with me. Kingdom living is about the King living in me. One more time. Kingdom living is about the King living in... Woo! I like that. I can live for the King. His character, since He put His character in me, produces my what? Get that down. You might say, Clark, you lost me. You're all over the place. No, I ain't. Hang on. Back it up, Raj. His character in me produces my conduct. Now look, my conduct does not produce my character without the King's righteousness in me. My conduct does not produce my character without the King's righteousness. I am unrighteous, guys. The Pharisees, the scribes, as good as they were unrighteous. No matter how hard they tried, they couldn't be good enough. I'm unrighteous, and my unrighteous character can never produce what? Would y'all get that down? My unrighteous character can never produce what? You need to just think that through, man. You're a sinner. Oh, yeah, if I do good, I'll have some true righteousness. No, you're still going to die. Without Jesus, you're going to hell. I don't care how you do it. You can spin it any way you want to. You better have His true righteousness. That was the message of the kingdom. Okay? That's a beautiful message. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Kingdom come or kingdom now? Well, the main theme is the main thing. True what? So tell me now, what is the main theme of the kingdom? It's what? One more time. It's what? I don't want you to forget. It's what? Okay. How many feel like you got that? Come on. Clark, hush. I got it. I got it. Hush. Let me go. This world ain't my home, and the God of this world, the devil, ain't my King, Jesus is. Say that with me. Come on. This world ain't my home, and the God of this world, the devil, ain't my King, Jesus is. Because I have true righteousness. Pretty good stuff. I do not live to please men, but to please Him. Wow. See, amen, praise the Lord. But you know, that's what the Pharisees were doing. We're going to talk about it in this little series. Man, they were standing up praying. Oh, look at me pray. And when they fast, they'd put powder on their face. Oh, I've really been sick. I've been fasting for Jesus. You know? To be seen of men. To be seen of men. That's not true righteousness, guys. See, He's my King. There ain't but one of them. His name's King Jesus. Does that mean I don't treat people right? No, I treat people right because He's my King. But I don't live to please people. Why? Because He's my King. If I have the King's favor, I've got everything. You hearing me? Yes or no? I'm telling you right now, living to please the King and not to please men. I live to please Him and not to please men. If you just let that sink in your mind, I've been thinking that last couple of days, and what a peace has come over me. A peace has come over me. I'm a man. I can't do but what a man can do. I can't please everybody. But the King looks down and says, I'm pleased with you. How do you think that makes me feel? Say. Pretty good, say. See, this living for the King and acknowledging Him as King and having your righteousness in the King is a beautiful thing. And I think you're going to see in this little series some things we'll discover, like how the stress can lift off of you when He's your King. How you can be freed up to pray and fast and live and do because He's your King. Y'all hear Him or not? He's my King. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as it's fit to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things. For this is well what? To the who? To the King. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with what? Eye service as what? But in singleness of heart, fearing who? The King. You see that? And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the who? The King. And not unto who? Knowing that of the King you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the who? The King! Are you feeling it or not? Why should I be a good husband? Why should wives, you be a good wife? Youngins, why should you listen to your parents? Well, it pleases the King. Did you hear me or not? You see how it gives perspective? Did for me. Jesus Christ is my King what? How are we doing, Raj? Almost there. Thank you, Lord. We have quitting places. We can jump off this at any time. 1 Timothy, but thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou hast been, that thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate, he witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our who? Lord Jesus Christ, our King Jesus. Which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. We read it before, but it's a good scripture to read again. The main thing is the main thing. We've talked about that today, true righteousness. Kingdom come or kingdom now. Amen. So that's what we've been doing. We good, brother? Good. We were almost there when I thought we were quitting. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Good Word today.